Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I am Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Also, gotwords.com. He's the author of three important books on being home-based, and including home office know-how and others. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here.
Always a pleasure.
He's also an award-winning journalist, by the way, folks, a national award he got for that. Hey, Jeff, reputation. I remember your mother. Your mother always told you, right? Now, son, you want to make sure you don't get a bad reputation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
social media.
How is that? How have things changed? Talk to us about, you've got some thoughts on your professional reputation, don't you?
You know, it's interesting that we hear about, whether it's celebrities or stars or people in high profile in the news, and they'll athletes, and they'll post a tweet, and you have to think about them. They are business people, not unlike we are. So they are driven by their reputation, and they may end up in People magazine or on page 6 of the New York Post or in your local paper. But they've got a business, and their reputation is, they have to protect it, and so many don't. And they'll post a tweet slamming somebody else, or they'll post a tweet.
But for those guys, Jeff, any press is good press.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
In some ways, it is. I mean, if you're a performer, especially like a young singer or something like that.
Right.
If you haven't been to rehab, you don't have any cred.
Yeah, you know what?
But you can't follow those guys and see them behaving that way if you're a business person and do that same stuff, can you?
No, absolutely not. And as a career-long journalist.
You think some people do?
I think that what we see is that, some people see that and they say, I want my name out there. We had it this week with in politics, not to delve into politics, but, Donald Trump used the line, all press is good press.
Right.
But when you're a business owner, and I won't argue the point because he's made a career out of press, and
right.
So he's a master
The question is, will that convert politically, right?
Right, will it convert?
So far it has. Will he cross
right.
over? All right, go ahead.
But as a business owner, my juxtaposition here, my contrast here was, as you said, with some celebrities and athletes, they have to keep their name out there. You get one bad bit of ink. That's why people who work with whether they're sellers on eBay, whether their company or a restaurant or business is reviewed on Yelp, if they get one bad review, the good vendors out there, the good entrepreneurs who find themselves on Yelp or they are on eBay or they're on any of the review sites, they really take to heart a bad review. I know somebody who sells product on eBay, like antiques, and he has gotten all stellar reviews. He got one bad review, and he immediately contacted the reviewer and said, what can I do to make it right? Because your reputation has to be golden.
And
take that by extension. You post if you get carried away in a moment and you post something to your Facebook or your corporate Facebook
or
Twitter,
you dash something stupid off on Twitter, right?
Exactly. You've got to assume that once it's out there, it can never be taken back. You can delete your account, but if you've offended somebody, chances are somebody's going to hit that little print screen button on their computer, capture the image, and have it forever. And you have to assume that it's always forever. Now, let's take it a step beyond. How can you protect, aside from being proactive and saying, I'm not going to post, negative comments about others out there, my competition, this customer who thinks I'm a bad vendor, well, I'll tell them a thing or two. There's ways to track how your name is being used out in the media, or your company's name is being used, not in the media, but in the web.
Right.
Something as simple as a Google search or a Bing search.
Google alerts.
Yeah, or set up a Google alert. So if you use Google, what you do is you go into google.com/alert, and we've spoken about these before, where you can go in and you can put in keywords. Now, the Google alert I use, and I know you do and others, use it for competitive research. So you might put in there keywords about a competitor, keywords about your industry, keywords about, again, here we go, about your own company. So that every day you'll get a listing of different ways those keywords were showed up on Google or on the search engines over the past 24 hours or however frequently you want to have it reported back to you. It comes to your inbox and you can click on it. So if you see that Chief Home Officer or GotWords.com is something you want to track, which are my businesses, if I wanted to track how they were used, I would put them in there. If I wanted to see how Jeff Sabar is trending, so to speak, in Google searches, I could put that in there as well. I might put, like I said, my competition. I might put my keywords for a product I might be selling, or some of my own people.
So I got to listen a minute, Jeff.
Yes.
Put this in a bow for us. Wrap it up in a bow.
I think the single most important element we must do, especially as we get more involved in social media. Social media can truly be a bane for our business. It can be a boon and a bane.
Right.
It can be wonderful to help get you out there at a low cost, low involvement type
process. But you got to be careful.
But you got to be careful what you say.
One of the things I tell people, and I do this myself, if I feel fervent about something, you know, I feel like I really need to say something, I will actually send it to myself in an email.
Right.
And maybe not even look at it till the next day. And most of the time, I don't send it.
Right. You know
I don't
what?
Post it.
24-hour rule. My kids had it in like grade school athletics. You have something to say, sit on it for 24 hours.
The pillow is an amazing filter.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back.
Always a pleasure.
GotWords.com. Check it out, folks. Jeffrey Sabar. He'll be back another day. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.